It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
7 minutes now after two, we are moving on to our next segment, and it is our daily focus. Remember, our daily focus focuses on doubt, dealing with doubt. And we are joined on the line by Umfundisi, or we will be joined on the line by Umfundisi Umwali. Pastor Ted Umwali has been talking to us about the issue of doubt, a very difficult subject, which we undertook to talk about at length during a Sinai conversation. That is yet to be scheduled, but until then, we'll have Pastor Umwali just talking us through these very difficult parts. Pastor Umwali, good afternoon to you. Welcome once again. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to my listeners.
So building faith isn't just about putting up walls, really. No, it's not. It's about laying a foundation, not putting walls. So laying a foundation strong enough to weather the storms of doubt. And that's why we're going to explore how to create a faith that stands firm, no matter what life or our own thoughts might throw at us. Because sometimes it is our own thoughts that cause us to waver in doubt. Mfundisi Umwali, what are the key elements that make up a strong foundation of faith?
We need a strong foundation, definitely. When we look at our leader, Jesus Christ, as he was beginning his ministry, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The first element that a Christian must consider in building a faith that can never and will never be shaken is prayer and fasting. Prayer is cardinal, not only prayer, but fasting. The other element is trust. We must not just trust in anyone, but trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. So trust is very cardinal in building a faith that will last, that will never be shaken, especially trusting in the Lord, not trusting any other person. Let's talk about another aspect of element that we can build a strong foundation is relying on the word of God. Isaiah 48 verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. Let's rely on the written word. This element will make us strong because we'll never be shaken. In addition to this, let's also look at another element of building our faith on the rock. Remember, Christ spoke about a parable of a man who was foolish and the other one was wise. The wise built his house on a rock, and the storm rose and the wind rose and blew it and beat it, but the house could stand still. So we must build our faith on the solid rock. And this rock, I call him our leader, Jesus Christ.
Okay. So how can we actively work on strengthening our belief in our daily lives, Mfundisi?
It's a good question. I love the way you're posing these questions to me. I love them. How can we actively work on our strength? For us to continuously believe in what we believe in the Lord Jesus. We must be active in worship. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Can you read it for me?
Right, I'm going to find it for you.
If you are there.
Yeah, so you...
Please, find it for me.
Yeah, so it's Hebrews chapter...
10, verse
25. All right.
For us to work on our strength, we must read this verse.
You said verse 25, Mfundisi.
Yes, 10, verse 25.
All right. Verse 25 reads, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, all and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Very important. When we want to have strength, and we on our own, as we are working towards the strength, we must continue meeting together as some, you know, exhorting one another. And as we see the day of the Lord approaching, the other one we may look at is we must study the scriptures, actively working on our strength. We must study the scriptures, because the scriptures will give us strength. The more we study, the more the strength, and the more we believe. Can you imagine? The more we study, the more we believe. Another one, let's consider this one. I actually told myself that prayer is the best weapon of mass destruction.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we pray always, daily, we are actually working on our belief.
Okay.
We'll continuously believe in Jesus, and we're not going to have doubt in our lives, because our foundation is footed on our leader. Last but not the least, we must look to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
Right.
He actively works on us because he's the author and the finisher. We may run our race. We may do anything in our own effort, but we must not forget our author and finisher is our leader. I call him leader. Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes.
So let's talk about practicals now. What practices can help us fortify our faith against future doubts? Because they will come. Doubts will come. So what practices can help us fortify our future against future doubts? Our faith, rather, in future doubts.
Lord's Supper.
Okay.
You remember what Jesus told the disciples? As often as you do this.
Do this in remembrance of
you
me.
You will actually... Sorry?
As long as you do this in remembrance of me.
Yes. That's the best practice we can ever do. For us to foretell our faith, we must be eating the Lord's Supper, because it will guide us.
Okay.
Not for us to lose strength and hope. Prayer and fasting is one of the practices in the New Testament. Also, people must be engaged. Dear listeners, you're listening to me. You must engage in prayer and fasting once in a while in your Christian journey, because this will actually help you, strengthen you.
Right.
Look at Daniel in the Old Testament. He had fasted for him to get strength.
Right. Okay. And then the other day you spoke about surrounding ourselves with good people helpful to us. How does surrounding ourselves with faithful individuals influence our own journey?
We must surround ourselves with people who have faith. They will leave an influence to us. Let me take this picture into your mind. Look at the paralytic guy who is paralytic and he does not move. But because he's surrounded with people who has faith, they actually take him up on a roof. And how he's influenced? He gets upward, he moves, he walks. He's influenced, and this influence is positively. We can see that he's walking. The guy who was paralytic is now walking. Even us today, regardless of where we are, as long as we are surrounded with people who are filled with faith, we shall be influenced in a positive manner, whether it's healing or anything else. Let's look at another example. Let's look at Naaman. Naaman has leprosy. And because he's surrounded with a girl who has faith, the girl tells him, go and see a prophet in Samaria. And what does Naaman do? He goes there and he's healed, completely healed.
Yeah.
So this is the influence we may get. And when we surround ourselves with friends who are filled with faith, they will help us get into the ladder and reach our faith also.
Right. And finally, Mfundis, you know, things that help us are things that we do habitually and things that are just part of who we are, whether we're doing them according to routine, but things that are going to be helpful. We've got negative routines and negative habits, but we need to inculcate good habits. Tell us about those. What habits or routines have helped you build a more resilient faith?
Good question there. the habit of worship
okay.
must continue.
Mm.
That's it helps us to strengthen our faith and remove our doubt.
Mm.
Personally, I engage in worship, especially Sabbath worship, very important. And we see that also Jesus did that in Luke, where he went into the synagogue every Sabbath.
Mm.
Very good habit we must not put aside. The other habit is we must teach ourselves reading God's word every day. On a daily basis, we must read the word of God.
Right.
Because the word of God will help us imitate God himself.
Right.
Last but not the least, let me talk about meditation. We must come to a point where we can meditate on the word of God. This habit, otherwise, very important, because some religious groups, they do meditation.
Mm.
And in the Christian journey, in our faith, in our Adventist journey, we must meditate on the word of God.
Right.
For we shall find strength in this.
Right, right, right. I hear you, Mfundis. Thank you very much, Mfundis. We have one more day tomorrow. Looking forward to you explicating more about the issue of doubt tomorrow. Thank you very much today. Have a wonderful day further. See you tomorrow, Mfundis.
Thank you. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right. That's how we end our conversation for our Daily Focus for today.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.